USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to reverse what he calls a dismal failure, the vaccine rollout. President-elect Biden yesterday outlining his plan to get 100 million vaccine shots administered in his first 100 days. He admits it's a daunting challenge.
I'm convinced we can get it done. And this is a time to set big goals, to pursue them with courage and conviction, because the health of the nation is literally at stake.
Biden plans to use the Defense Production Act to get companies to produce more vaccine doses. President Trump has used the DPA to give companies access to vaccine ingredients. Biden's remarks coming a day after he unveils his $2 trillion economic relief package. It calls for raising unemployment benefits from $300 a week to $400 a week through September. He also calls for a $15 an hour minimum wage, more than doubling the current minimum wage, and he wants a $1,400 stimulus check for each taxpayer. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Some members of Congress could face consequences for their alleged roles in the Capitol Hill violence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday the actions of Congress members ahead of the riot will be scrutinized.
If, in fact, it is found that members of Congress were accomplices to this insurrection, if they aided and abetted the crime, there may have to be actions taken beyond the Congress. And in terms of prosecution.
House Democrats calling for more info on tours of the Capitol led by fellow lawmakers the day before the violent protest. A New Jersey congresswoman says some people seen storming the Capitol were spotted in those small tours, which she compared to a reconnaissance mission. The NRA files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the gun rights group based in New York saying yesterday they're also going to become a Texas-based nonprofit. The organization says this move will enable them to continue to be the nation's leading advocate for constitutional freedom, free from the toxic political environment of New York. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A convicted killer put to death this morning. Dustin Higgs executed at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The 48-year-old killed three women in Maryland in 1996, his execution the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. Dozens dead after an earthquake in Indonesia. 46 people killed after a 6.2 quake today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. Steve Bannon may get a pardon. Politico reporting President Trump is considering a pardon for his former chief strategist. Bannon indicted last year for money laundering in his efforts to raise money for a border wall. His trial set to begin in May. A real-life living legend has passed. Jeremy Scott has more.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
LeBron James joining a new team, Pepsi. The NBA star preparing to sign with the company after leaving Coca-Cola last year after 17 years. The NFL playoffs continue today in the NFC. The L.A. Rams are at the Green Bay Packers at 4:25 Eastern. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills at 8:15. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.